Current State on WKAR. Our Live Music Friday guest today is guitarist Randy Napoleon. He's recorded a couple of CDs, Between Friends and the Jukebox Crowd. He's played on dozens of other recordings and has toured extensively, notably with Freddie Cole. These days, he's an assistant professor in the MSU College of Music's Jazz Studies program. And for this show today, he's joined by Joe Vasquez on bass and drummer Nick Bracewell, young players he's been working with here in East Lansing. Before we talk, let's hear Randy Napoleon play Cannonball. Randy Napoleon, jazz guitarist, along with bassist Joe Vasquez and drummer Nick Bracewell, and on a Live Music Friday here on Current State, playing the song Cannonball, which I believe is named for the saxophonist Cannonball Adderley, correct?
He named it for himself.
Oh, okay.
That's bold. You've really got to be confident in yourself.
Absolutely. Well, Randy Napoleon, you were born in New York, but spent a fair amount of your youth in the Ann Arbor area. Tell us about your background and your musical training.
Well, I actually spent all of my youth in Ann Arbor. I was born in New York, and my parents moved back to Michigan when I was two. So I consider myself a Michigander, but at this point I'm a little bit of a hybrid because after I finished college, I moved to New York for 15 years. And I did just like my parents and boomeranged back here when this amazing position came up for me here at Michigan State University in the jazz program.
What did you listen to as a kid and what got you started on jazz guitar in particular?
Well, I really fell in love with the instrument itself. When I was in eighth grade, I had a little bit of an idea how stringed instruments worked because I had played violin extremely casually in my instrumental music program growing up. So I knew, you know, if you shortened a string, the pitch goes up. And one of my friends, he had a guitar, and just on a lark, I said, well, you know, do you mind, can I try playing it? And as soon as I picked it up, it was just like being hit by a lightning bolt. I just loved the instrument. And so there was a guitar store in Ann Arbor called Oz's Music. It's still there. Steve Osborne owns it. And he was nice enough to kind of give me basically a pity job. You know, he didn't have much for me to do, but he said, well, you know, you want to sweep the floors or something. And so I would hang out there all day, and then he would show me things, and, you know, the other guys, the other teachers would show me stuff. And it was, you know, a diverse bunch of guys. There would be like a metalhead being like, hey, dude, play this, you know. And and I was into basically anything I could get my hands on. And then a friend of mine who was a saxophone player, he said, hey, what do you think of this? You know, and he played me a Charlie Parker record. And I said, man, you know, and then Charlie Parker led me to Dizzy Gillespie, which led me to Joe Pass, who was the first jazz guitarist I heard. And then, you know, I got deep into Wes Montgomery, who's, you know, kind of my all-time favorite. And, you know, I could have stayed playing rock and roll and I'd be rich right now. We could be having this interview on my yacht, but...
well, we wouldn't have been able to get you in here.
You know, unfortunately, I got bit by the jazz bug. So now I'm, you know, what they call pure and poor for the rest of my life. So...
talk about playing with Freddie Cole. How has he influenced your musical trajectory?
Oh, Freddie has been unbelievable for me. For those of you who don't know him, he's, of course, part of the legendary Cole family. Nat King Cole and Natalie is his niece. And, you know, I've known Freddie, geez, for 15 years. I met him when I first moved to New York. I was playing a concert with pianist Benny Green, who is another one of my mentors and role models, and Mr. Cole was there, and we got to be friends, and he was someone who kind of mentored me through the business. And I've joined his band 8 years ago now almost, and we travel very extensively together. And I mean, of course, he's influenced me musically because of just his mastery of phrasing and his groove and lyrical interpretation. Everything about him is fantastic. But on a more personal note, I tend to be extremely detail-oriented and perhaps a little bit obsessive-compulsive when it comes to music and life. And Freddie is just—he's just so laid back. He doesn't—he doesn't let small things or big things really ruffle him. I think his life philosophy, his kind of tolerance and love for other people, that's been a beautiful thing for me, and I try and bring that to my role as an educator, because Freddie is just so patient, and you know, I think that's really important when you're teaching people.
Sure. We're talking with Randy Napoleon. He teaches guitar in the MSU College of Music Jazz Studies program, and you've brought a couple of young musicians with you. Are they MSU students in your program?
They are. I like to say that they're students in name only, because I think of these guys as my junior colleagues. And, you know, I think the jazz scene has changed in terms of there used to be more opportunities for an older musician to take young musicians on the road. And that's where the apprenticeship and learning would take place. And there's less of that now, unfortunately, but there's more chance for us to rub elbows in kind of some of these great jazz programs that are popping up. And the thing that's really special about our program here is that all the faculty, we're all full-time, so we're all really here and engaged with the students. And everyone has a background like me in terms of they've been, you know, touring and traveling and playing with master musicians for the entirety of their career. So we're trying to bring you know, kind of the street experience back into the classroom. So these guys, Joe Vasquez and Nick Bracewell, they're, you know, two of our finest students. And they've been studying with me as an independent study. And we've combined kind of their lessons each week. So we get together for 2 hours each week, the three of us. And I basically just hit them with everything I've got. And we try and find ways to challenge ourselves. And I get in the trenches with them and we play together. We talk about, you know, what we think works and what we think doesn't. And we keep on refining it. And actually, this is the first time we've gotten to play outside of the classroom. And, you know, I really think this trio is ready to do more performances, so we're hunting around for some opportunities to play.
It's sounding great from here.
Thank you.
Are you gigging in Michigan or elsewhere currently?
I'm always playing. Somehow I managed to do like four different things every night. You know, you may think that there's clones of me walking around, but I travel quite a bit with Mr. Cole. And well, this week, tonight, I'm playing at Beggar's Banquet, actually, with many of the other professors. We're doing a fundraiser for the summer solstice, and that's happening at 6:30 tonight. Tomorrow I'm flying to Cleveland for a quick trio hit under my own name with a local rhythm section out there. And then, you know, Sunday I'm back and listening to some recitals. And I think the following weekend I'm going to St. Louis with Mr. Cole for four nights, and so on and so forth. Just try and, you know, take naps when I can. And
busy time, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Real quick here, we're going to wind up, but just wanted to ask you, what are you listening to right now? What are you being inspired by currently?
I guess for me, I go back to the masters so frequently. I've been really loving Thelonious Monk. There's a couple records of his that I hadn't gotten a chance to enjoy and internalize. I got one of his called It's Monk's Time, and the one that came right before that called, I'm blanking on the name, but it's his first two Riverside records, and they're really great. Yeah, but, you know, I love classic jazz.
Well, we'll hear some more from you here. I'll give you a chance to get back to your seat before we get to the end of the show here, and you can play us out. But Randy Napoleon, thank you for joining us. Joe Vasquez and Nick Bracewell on bass and drums as well. Thank you for joining us. And we'll have a little bit of live music here going out of Current State, our 500th show today. The executive producer of Current State is Peter Worf. April Van Buren directed the show today. Thanks also to Mark Bayshore, Scott Pohl, Kevin Lavery, Drew Hill. And you can hear past episodes of Current State at WKAR.org. I believe it's time to play us out, is it not? All right.